My neighbors, you had like a percentage of humanity. One of my neighbors, she's like a yoga teacher. So when the ring appeared, she just went like, ah. She was just zen, just absorbing it. Wow. And I swear, I had another neighbor, and he's like on his phone, like, can't take a good photo of the. I'm like, dude, you're missing out. I have a third neighbor I could see, and he's like an 80-year-old guy. And I see him, I swear, I think he's kitchen cooking eggs. Like, he doesn't even care. The lights were lit. He didn't even open a window, bro. I'm sorry, sorry. Just cooking eggs. I was the only one. It was weird. Ladies and gentlemen,
hi.
Welcome to a post
ecliptic episode.
Ecliptic episode.
Yeah.
Let's just jump into it, dude.
Yeah.
Wasn't that the most insane thing in your life?
It was. I was the whole time. For some reason, I was like so excited. Look forward. I got so much anxiety for some reason. I was showing up. I didn't realize there'd be that many people where I was. I was at the old port. It was
That's crazy.
I thought it was going to be me and like two guys with telescopes. Yeah. It was me and like every fourth grade class, every like CJEP, every like deadbeat dad taking the kids out for the first time, every like
cheap activity. Let's go.
And it was amazing.
So you were more scared by the people than the actual event.
But then I was also afraid, like, what if the glasses, I'm going to go blind the whole time. That's all I was thinking. I'm like an insane person.
But how did it feel when you got to see it?
Oh, dude. Like, when I saw it, like, going, like, so we were sitting there. We got there, like, an hour early, just right when it started going over the thing. So you saw the little sliver, the little, and it was going. And it was getting cold, because that day was hot, right? And it was getting, oh, wait, it's freezing.
The sun is hot. You forget that. There's a reason we all exist, because we have the heat of the sun.
And all our shadows were going like all along.
You're like
and
going
weird.
To another planet.
Yeah.
Bending gravity.
And then the sun was going away, but like it didn't feel like a sun. You know when a sunset, you can see the sun is like over there?
But it's still there.
It's like there, but it was like, so
slowly
there was
dimming.
Sunsets like almost like all around us, which is weird.
Because it's the cone.
Yeah.
The sun is coming. It's the cone. There's a cone of light.
Yeah.
At the beginning, I thought like, oh, this is fake. This looks like a movie because I saw the light on the edges.
It was really
odd.
I'm
like, what? How come there's light there?
And then I'm like,
oh yeah, this is a sphere with planets floating. Dude.
Yeah, you forget that it's a thing. And I was like the whole time I was explaining to Claire, like, did you know it's three-dimensional? These are and she's like, I know. Like,
But you forgot she's the smartest woman you know.
She's like, I know. And I'm like,
she's like, I created this. I studied this. That's all I do is use my brain, you idiot.
And when I went in front of the sun, I had my glasses on, and I was looking, I'm like, oh, it's just black. And she's like, take off your glasses. And I didn't even realize it was gonna be like that. Yeah. I thought it was just gonna be dark, but it was like, what? This is like psychedelic weird.
It was terrifying.
It was. I've never seen anything like that. It was like
It's my new 9/11. Yeah. Because I was speaking, shaking.
Yeah, it was weird.
I spoke with my friend. I'm like, this is like the first. If you tend to like, first of all, I didn't watch it and with people. I think it's stupid to go to parks with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. So I just went outside. Mm-hmm. I went outside and I could see my neighbors. Mm-hmm. And it's funny, like with my neighbors, you had like a percentage of humanity. One of my neighbors, she's like a yoga teacher. So when the ring appeared, she just went like, she was just zen, just absorbing it.
Wow.
And I swear, I had another neighbor and he's like on his phone, like, can't take a good photo of that. I'm like, dude, you're missing out.
It's right
he's
there.
Like, all he was like, I can't take it. I'm like, dude, this is going to end in like 10 seconds.
I know. You forget that it's 2 minutes. I thought it was going to be like, it's there for 10 minutes. I'm like, wait, it's going away? No!
I was so pissed.
Like,
and that's it forever.
Oh.
And I have a third neighbor I could see, and he's like an 80-year-old guy. And I swear, the ring was appearing, and I could hear it because Jarry is not far from my house. So I could hear everyone go, whoa!
Yeah.
And I see him, I swear, he's in his kitchen cooking eggs. Like, he doesn't even care. The lights were lit. He didn't even open a window, bro. I'm sorry. Just cooking eggs. I was the only one. It was weird. It was just to see all of humanity, like how they lived.
I didn't think it was like, you know, like I thought it was gonna be, you know, in a photo you see like a little bit of
but
it's like like all the it was crazy. Like I didn't expect to see how black the moon was and how white everything around it. I was not and then I'm like, oh wait, I put on my glasses so I could see it even clearer and I was like, whoa. And then, like, I kept on getting nervous. I'm like, oh, yeah, I shouldn't look at it. I'm like, what am I doing? I need to look at it.
No. The full thing, you could look at it.
I know, but I thought, like, oh, maybe it's a conspiracy.
I looked at it for 10 seconds. I couldn't look because then the second there was, like, a little flare and my eyes started to hurt. So I'm like, oh. Plus, I got... Here's the thing. Here's what... Because I was trying to imagine... Mm-hmm. Let's say you didn't... That, okay. Dude, I have so many things to say. It really shocked me. You know, like they say, when you have a near-death experience, yeah. everyone is a God believer.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
everyone
yeah,
believes, yeah, yeah. In, like, the plane's about to crash. Everyone goes like, oh, my God, hey, help me, yeah. God, please. When I saw the eclipse and I saw the full ring, I became a science believer. Because I'm like, if this is not, like, the moon,
yeah.
I'm going to die. So yeah. I must believe in science 100%. That this is just an eclipse.
Yeah.
Science gave me the relief that yeah, religion that, usually does, yeah, you know? Yeah, yeah,
did you hear about, I wish I remember the name of this thing. Anyway, this would be a good short. There was a battle. I need to look it up because I think this is my brother showed me this fact and I was like, that's so awesome. It's
okay, so there was a war that happened during the eclipse?
Okay, so a long time ago, like in the 6th BCE, a long, long time ago, there was like a war going on between two like neighboring yeah. like factions, right? Yeah. And they're having this all-out war destroying. Yeah. And it was before like compasses and yeah. telescopes. And so they don't know an eclipse was about to happen. And as they were battling, the eclipse went over them. They're like, what the hell? And then it went away, and then they all kind of like chilled out and looked at each other and they're like, hello, sir. Like, oh, we need to do peace now. And yeah, then they chilled out. Yeah, yeah.
I had that exact same feeling because when I saw it, I was terrified. I'm like, no, this is science. Everything's going to be fine. This is not the end of the world. Mm-hmm. But my brain, like, what if it was the end of the world? Because think yeah. about it. Just think about it. Because without glasses, let's say we lived in a world without technology, you'd be a farmer.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you know, that's getting weird. Cold.
The birds are freaking out. Yeah.
I don't see any, you know, any clouds, but, you know, it's darker. I wonder. And then all of a sudden, the ring appears. Because if you, yeah. the only thing that is truly magnificent is the ring.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
to yeah, your yeah. naked eye. Yeah. And then you see the ring. Like, I swear, I'm like, this is the end. This is what the end of the world
yeah.
would look like.
Yeah.
Oh, people are like, God. I'm like, okay, what would I do if it was the end of the world?
I know.
Because you were with a group of people. Yeah. I was just with like four
yeah,
people.
Four or five people.
So I'm like, okay, what would I do? I would probably like go see my neighbor. Like, it's the end of the world.
Yeah.
I would make it like she would maybe stress. I'm like, hey, I'm grateful that I, you know, I'm grateful I'm not alone. You don't want to die alone.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm grateful I'll get to, and she's like, we're all crying.
Wow.
And
we're like, okay. Oh, my goodness.
I'm sorry. You know, it's the end of the world. Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
I'd get all my calories back.
You would need your calories.
I'd be like, what am I doing? Wasting my life dieting.
I have 2 more minutes. Yeah. But at least you'd be surrounded yeah. with people. I'm like, okay, it's the end of the world. I'm sorry I ever bothered you. And she'd be like, hey, don't worry about it. And then
yeah.
we'd hug, and then it'd be like, you know, there'd be like a 30 seconds of silence, and I'd be like, hey, can I grab your boob? And she'd be like, it's the end of the world. All right, uh-huh. go ahead, grab my boob. And I'm like, can you give my boob? And she's like, no, I'm not gonna. You know, I would like break the tension by doing, can I grab your
boob? Did you say, can you lick my pork chop?
No, is that what you said? Can you give me a boob?
Can you lick my pork chop?
Can you lick my pork chop? And she'd be like, I'm not spending my last 2 minutes on earth licking your pork chop. Isn't it Ramadan?
Yeah, it's not halal.
Seriously, what would you do? Like, what would you do if it was the end of the world? I think this is exactly what I'd do.
Man, I don't know. I think about that a lot. And there's not much. And yeah, I do. And there's not much you can do. I don't know. Like, I would be with Claire. I'd probably be asking her to console me.
Well, you're with Claire if you are with Claire.
Yeah.
But what are the chances that you'll be with Claire? I don't know.
Like 98%.
I hope I'll have another human.
Yeah.
So we can. That's all. It's just
another human.
Just so you can comfort each other. Do a last joke. Like, can I grab your tail?
Yeah.
And just, like, all right. Just.
Yeah.
I don't want to survive.
I don't know. Like, because that is such a weird way. Let's say if that the moon was like that, yeah. and it fell down like that, and
whatever.
It was all
not at the whatever.
Yeah,
just something in the sky. The moon is the sun is exploding. Yeah. Probably it would start.
That would look. We would be, I think, glued to our feet, being like, "What the hell?"
Like, but there's there's like a couple of minutes before. Yeah.
But I think we would be
have
like
a feeling.
Frozen in fear for the most part.
I have a feeling. I wrote a tweet about it. You're like, one good thing is that we won't have any good footage of the end of the world. Because everyone's trying to take photos of the moon and it's grainy.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, I can't take. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Your phone can't take quality photos of something that happens once every 200 years. I'm sorry. You know what I mean? No one would have good footage. And I swear, I have a feeling some people would be more pissed off. Like, they'd be like, ah, oh, damn it, I didn't take good photos of the three horses of the apocalypse or whatever. Like, oh, damn it, I can't get a good...
Selfie.
The fourth one is exactly. The fourth one is too blurry. Oh, God dang it. Like, they'd be more pissed off they didn't take a good photo of the end of the world than the end of the world.
Man, I'm looking up, like, when the next one is. And they're all, like, a lot of them are in Australia.
Yeah, there's,
in, like, 10 years and
3 to 5 per year, apparently.
Yeah. But they're all over, like, the North Atlantic, like Alaska and like Antarctica, a lot of them
and the Pacific.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of water.
It's true. So you're kind of like, or you got to go to like, a lot of them are in Africa.
Well, Africa is huge.
Yeah. So there's tons. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, talking about Africa.
Yeah.
Dude, I did.
All right.
I discuss. That's a short as well. That's the funny thing is. Talk about Africa. Did you hear about the guy who ran across Africa?
Mm-mm.
Oh, dude. It's a shame no one will, like, he won't be as famous as he should.
No.
And I'll tell you soon why. But there's a dude, a redhead, who ran all, like, I think from South Africa all the way to the north of Algeria. Oh, or God, vice versa. I don't know.
That's so far.
That is not just so far.
So dangerous.
That is insanely crazy, but no one is going to be impressed. You know why?
Why?
Because if you look at every map, you know, like they say, in all countries are distorted. Like Iceland is this big, but like Africa is this big.
Yeah.
But it's not true. Africa is actually, you can fit like the 25 thing. Canadas or whatever, and Iceland is this big. Jeez. So no one will understand how insane it is because no one knows how to understand a map.
How long do you think it takes to drive from the bottom to the top?
Now we're here.
Yeah,
no, Started from the bottom. Now we're here. Do you think he played the song? If we went from the bottom up, I'm pretty sure that's what I would play.
Mm-hmm.
How many kilometers or how many?
How long do you think it'll take? Like of driving, like how many days? Probably take like a month or something.
A lot. Well, he ran it, and I don't know how many days, but smart. He avoided he's not gonna run through the desert.
Oh.
So he just did. So it was longer, bro. So you had to go like this or like this. I forgot his name.
He ran the whole way.
Shout out to that guy.
Yeah, thanks.
And he made videos like you're like a day 400 and blah blah blah.
Oh,
It's funny. It's well produced. It looks like a reality TV show.
So he okay.
But it's for smart people, like National Geographic kind of reality
TV show.
Someone's
following him on like a scooter. Or
like
something.
You know, like they say, if you run too much or dehydrated or whatever, you pee red, you pee blood.
Oh no!
There's a camera. There's a shot I saw of just the pee. And at the first, you look at it, you're like, what am I looking? Oh, he's peeing. Like you just see a pinkish hue of a stream. You don't see like imagine there's a camera here.
Okay, yeah, you just see
for the people at home.
The peace stream.
What? Imagine there's a camera here. So imagine Gabe was here.
Yeah,
and he's like, action! And then the guy peed, and they're, we got it!
It's weird, these reality shows, they're getting weird angles and stuff.
Yeah, because they want you to live vicariously through him.
Dick.
So you're like, all right, let's see what you'd look like if you peed.
That's funny.
I'll send you, it's quite hilarious
to
be shot that way. Because okay, he's like a very well-spoken man.
Where is he
redhead
from?
I think he's British or something. He's white. He's the first one to run through Africa, and he's white. Black people, how dare you let a white guy beat you running across Africa like this?
They must have done a lot of wells up in that area, so they don't have to go that far.
You know
they say Africans, like in Africa, like, I want run 20 miles to get water.
Mm-hmm.
But now they have water all over. There's a lot of wells because of Oprah.
Yeah, you gotta look like me, Africa. You gotta look sexy, okay? You gotta be sexy runners from that country where everyone runs. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
They have ultra marathoner and a redhead. A redhead in the sun of Africa beat you. That should make you racist.
Okay.
That should be like, God dang it. We can't let that happen. We can't let a white guy run across Africa.
What about
we have to beat him?
Somehow related, like to the peeing, but more like the pooping part. I asked my mom if she's seen this.
You don't have to build bridges.
Speaking of peeing, pooping.
You don't just say let me build a.
So my mom.
We're learning podcasting.
Yeah,
we're getting better at it.
That's so funny. Maybe it's funny. Yeah. Anyway, so my mom, she. The clip's yesterday, right? So she is going for her first colonoscopy ever.
Ooh.
Yeah, the O-ring. The black ring. But I asked her if she saw the eclipse. She said, this is what she told me. I went to get a haircut with her on Sunday. And she was like, no, but I'm going to have the eclipse of my ass. was like, oh. And she was giving me a haircut, and like the whole thing she's talking about, my ass is gonna be the eclipse of my ass. I'm like, okay. And then, and I'm like, are you telling this to all your customers? She's like, yeah, pretty much like everybody. She's telling everybody. I thought she was like being like, yeah, you don't, everyone can hear you. She's like, yeah, I know. Everybody knows. She went to the pharmacy and got this big bottle of like this, like medical grade, like laxatives. And she's walking around. All these old guys are like, hey, hey, you're going to get the eclipse of the ass. Hey, she's like, yeah. Weird, huh? Anyway, so then my mom drank a bunch of laxatives and just pooped all day. She was so tired from it that she fell asleep during the eclipse. So she missed the eclipse.
It's okay. My mom as well. I'm like, mom, go see us. I'm like, no, my eye hurt. She has like a thing with her eye. It's like, I'm just going to stay home. And then after the eclipse, she's like, I should have watched it.
I think your parents would live kind of like in the perfect spot. Like it's right where.
Yeah, but they would have to leave their apartment.
But and, can they go like that?
I think they went like that from their balcony, and there's like the second floor, and they're like, I guess we can see the eclipse, and then they went back home. Mom was just worried about her. That's old age, man.
Yeah.
Old age is just you fear everything.
Wow.
So they missed it. It's okay.
I'm seeing like these TikToks.
We have a friend who was like, I don't give a
who?
Oh, I don't want to say his name.
Oh, bleep it. In your mouth.
That's what he told me.
Oh, yeah. Did I guess, but it's good. It's good for kids. And you know, like,
it shook me to my core.
I know, yeah, it's pretty awesome.
It was a near death. I told you, it's my new 9/11.
Wow.
I'm going to talk about it now all the time.
The eclipse.
Yeah. Dude, wow. It was terror. I swear, dude.
It was wild.
It made me science. Like,
I know. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if I tell you, Earth is not flat, but if I tell you, Gabriel, prove it. You'll be like, I don't know. You just believe in science like
but
it's a religion.
Happened. Yeah, you could see that happen.
But I never got relief from science. Yeah, science was just facts. There was no emotions. Oh, for the first time, science told me everything's going to be fine. Because usually religion, like, oh, my grandma died. It's okay. She's in heaven.
She's living
with her family.
Yeah, it's all just
like,
emotion.
Just dealing with grief, you know. Yeah. It makes you like, it's okay. Everything's going to be fine. For the first time, science like, it's just an eclipse.
Yeah.
This is not, don't worry, it's not the end of the world. Science.
It's true.
I'm a believer.
And
make a short out of this, please. I think it's very interesting.
And they're saying like
all of this.
If you go on the Weather Channel.
This whole podcast.
If you go on the Weather Channel during that day, it was just people going like, oh my God. And people were saying that this is the Weather Channel Super Bowl. they're all
like, woo! If that's your joke, that's hilarious. If it's not your joke, it's hilarious.
No, somebody saw online. Yeah, they're right. It is fucking funny.
That's so god dang funny. That's so funny. So funny. I think, because at the beginning I was in awe before the terrifying, like, whoa. Mm-hmm. And like that feeling of awe. Like I can tell a woman, you know that feeling you had when you saw the ring and you're like, whoa. Mm-hmm. That's how men feel every time we see boobs.
Okay, yeah.
Every
time
like a girl just goes, you're like, oh. You put on sunglasses. Put on sunglasses because you don't want it to know how turned on you are. God damn. This is like, ladies, this is how it feels. Isn't it also interesting, like at the beginning, everyone coming to see the moon block the sun. And then the second you saw the ring, everyone's like, wow.
Yeah.
But then the second it started going down, everyone was like, well, I've seen this. And everyone's, no one cared. Like, I didn't watch the ending of the movie. I just saw the beginning a little bit, the main thing. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to go. I'm not going to stay there and stare at a...
On my way home, I was just like, all right, there you go. And then like an hour later, I was like, oh, geez, it's still going. It's taking a while to get back.
Yeah, it's like till 4 something.
Yeah, I was like, so that's cool.
It's interesting. Like everyone, because Guillaume, my friend Guillaume, went to the Parc Jarry, where there's like thousands of people. Mm-hmm. He told me the second after the ring, like 2 minutes when the ring stopped existing, everyone was like, well, I guess I'll go home now. Yeah, I'm not going to stay and watch the beginning was, and then it's like, we're used to it. It's okay.
So you only saw it for 10 seconds. You only looked for 10 seconds?
Well, I saw it. I was like the whole time stopped to exist. Wow. It was as if, I swear, you know in Lord of the Rings, when the eye and you're just paralyzed, I'm like,
it was like that. I was shocked.
And then it started moving. So you're telling me that the ring stayed there for a long time?
2 minutes.
Like the full ring?
Yeah, 2 minutes.
Whoa. Maybe that whole thing, maybe I looked at it for 2 minutes. I swear in my life, like I have maybe 3 seconds that are burned in my... Wow. You know, I wear glasses to not burn my retina.
Yeah.
But I swear, man, what I saw is burnt in my memories.
Yeah.
There's no filter for what you see.
The whole time I was trying to like relive it. Like yesterday, last night, I was on my couch trying to relive it. I was like... come on. And I was like, man. I was trying to figure out the
emotions. It was insane. I swear, it's 2 minutes. In my mind, it was 3 seconds.
Yeah.
In my mind, the whole thing, seeing it, watching my neighbor, watching the guy cook.
Yeah.
It was not even half a second. Like, time stopped to exist.
That's so cool.
Damn. You're just, what's going on? This is insane.
I want to do more. I want to see more things like that. How do you see more? I never felt anything like that with anything else.
Come to Egypt with me. See the pyramids.
Oh, the pyramids.
They call them this one of the wonder. It's a wonder.
Yeah.
You understand? Now everything is wonderful. That's actually the thing that
makes a wonder.
You wonder. What we saw was created wonder.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Come. Come to Iran, get kidnapped. Come to Israel, Jerusalem, holiest place on the planet.
Wow. Wonder.
It's just go live wonder.
Wow. Yeah. That's.
Come to Egypt. What can I do to convince you?
I don't know. It depends on the time and the money and the life.
That would be interesting because I know you're not going to go. And I want to know, what can I do? Let's say I want to convince you. I'm not trying to convince you. Mm-hmm. But let's say, all right, Gabe, this is how I can convince you to come to.
No. It's not about it's just amount of like life stuff. That's all. And then but if I sort off some save up some cash and then I'll be done.
If I tell you it's a very cheap country.
Yeah, that is very convincing because I do want to see the pyramids. I look at the pyramids a lot on TV and
it's not the most interesting thing.
Wallpaper.
Yeah, your wallpaper is a pyramid.
Used to be, not anymore. Whoa, really? Now it's like whatever the Windows thing is. It's like a bunch of like lights
and the robots and stuff. Yeah. Wow, it's true. We used to choose the backgrounds of our.
Now I used to love choosing the background. Yeah. I used to be like, ooh, this is a cool fish.
cool fish.
Now it's not.
And now it's just, for me, it's just black. I'm like, just let's preserve.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I don't even have a screen. Do you have a screen? Do screen savers still exist? Who's saving the screens?
Like, remember the.
The
pipes. Yeah. And then the ball.
Doesn't exist anymore.
One was like a 3D maze. That was cool. Oh, those are the cool.
Who's saving the screens now?
They save themselves. They're good screens.
They don't need us anymore.
They don't need computer programmers.
They've grown so much.
Yeah, they've grown so much.
Who's saving the screens? Who's thinking about the screen? When is the last time you saw a screensaver?
No, never. Oh, never.
They don't do that anymore.
No. There used to be like, you go on a website and you'd be like, cool, this is my, like you'd get, I would get dragged as a kid. Like I wrecked my computer as a kid. I made my whole computer. Everything was Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. It was like the mouse was a dragon. The background was like,
a pyramid.
yeah, or something. Or like if you click shut down, it would take like 2 minutes to shut down because it would be like a speech from the show. Be like, for everyone we save, we need. Or like it would be like a Star Wars thing. You go to the dark side, Luke. And it's all just, they would go dead. Such a loser, yeah. But I would be like 8 years old.
It was in the beginning of the computers.
Internet, yeah.
The beginning of having a. Your computer having a personality, you know, like you identifying. No, let me rephrase this. It was the beginning of having a computer is being part of your identity.
Yeah.
So like, I'm an iPhone. You used to be, I'm a Pokemon or whatever you were to.
Yeah.
No, I don't. For me, computers, let's say personal use, I only remember using it to look at boobs, like pictures of boobs. Yeah. I don't remember or like MSN Messenger.
Yeah, MSN
to talk to girls.
That was a big one.
It was all related to like.
Oh really?
Yeah.
I'll talk to my buddies. I would like.
Yeah, but then you can call your buddies.
Yeah, but I was too young, maybe. Oh. Like, my mom would be like, also, we'd only had one phone in the house. My mom would be on the phone all day yelling at somebody.
Oh, it's true. You have a Italian or Greek mom.
Yeah, so she'd be like, God damn, God. Like,
my ass. My ass.
That was her, so I would be just chilling, you know?
Ah, fun. Fun times, being young. Wow. Mm.
Yeah, it is cool. Like, I remember, like, just being young and, like, having nothing to do. But so I'd just be sitting on the couch just listening to everything going on outside and inside. Yeah. Being like, oh, there's no distractions. Not everything's, like, distracting. Everything. The whole day flies so quick.
Sorry?
The whole day flies so quick, you know? Yeah. Like, yesterday, like, the eclipse was done. I just went home. I was like, oh, that's it.
It's
like,
it's,
I wanted to be like.
I went to. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was making.
I went for dinner with my friend, with Guillaume. Mm-hmm. I've been to two Thai places now, back to back, and I noticed something in immigrant restaurants. I'm gonna try to make this sound not racist.
Okay.
When did we decide that it's okay for immigrant restaurant to not have pictures of food on the menu?
Oh, really.
Okay, how am I supposed to know what's a Thai eggplant? I have no idea what that is. I want to see a plate. And you know who I blame? La Ca. The government of Quebec. Oh, because they're allow... like, no, because you have to put French and English.
Oh,
there's no more space for photos.
No more space.
Okay, you know, everyone speak me. I want this. No
this
one
should be
in.
Like on the walls, like 15,
yes,
16,
absolutely.
17. Yeah, yeah.
Especially immigrant food. We don't know what the
I
hell
looks like.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I can't choose properly. I want to see photos and go, meh, meh.
Yeah, I was at a Chinese restaurant, and, like, I didn't know anything about Chinese food, and I saw something. It was a picture. It looked like a steak, and I'm like, I want that. And the guy was like, no. I was like, why? He's like, very not good for you, my friend. I was like, why? I'm like, it's a steak. He's like, no, it's stomach lining of goat or something like that. I was like, oh, that sounds horrible. He's like, what should I get? The General Tso chicken. I was like, okay.
Because he doesn't want to cook. He's like, no. Those white people, they take
they
three
know.
Things that they like.
Yeah.
We pump them full of MSG. They're happy and they go home. Like, are you trying to be like, you don't want. I don't
it's not that. I just didn't
the
know.
The cook has never made this. He doesn't want
to
cook
me,
this.
To me, the steak looked like a steak, but it was the inside of a lining of a goat.
Maybe it's delicious.
Maybe.
Maybe it's delicious, but the guy's like,
it might not
I
be.
Want,
it's
I
probably
think,
not delicious. Maybe it's only delicious to Chinese tongues, you know?
I don't think it's delicious for them, but I think it's like a delicatessen or whatever, you know? It's just...
delicatessen?
Not a delicatessen, a delicacy. Sorry.
Oh,
a
delicacy.
It's a delicacy. Like, only they liked it because it reminds them of communist China of
Pyongyang.
The 30s or something. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think...
Shenzhen.
Also, listen, I have a theory. That restaurants are like music artists. You know, for example, name me one band real quick that you think I'll know.
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet Boys. The Backstreet Boys released 30, 40, 50 songs during their career.
Mm-hmm.
However, we can name four songs that became super mega popular because they're that good. You are my fire. Bye, bye. Is that him?
Uh-huh.
Is that them? Bye, bye, bye?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, yeah. It has
No, that's Justin Timberlake.
Bye, bye,
that's
bye, 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 bye. Oh, there's a You Are. No, you just did that.
Anyways.
Yeah.
So,
back.
Okay.
Street.
Back. All right. Bong. Yeah, their Halloween song. So we know like three, four songs of them. Everyone knows it. Across the world, billions of people know it because it's their four best songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think every restaurant also has a top three. And then everything else is just, it won't.
No.
That's why when I go to a restaurant, I don't go to a restaurant. I go to a place that makes this dish.
Yeah, that's the best.
And I'll just have this dish at this restaurant till I die.
Yeah.
I'm not going to try their other dishes. No. This is their help. I need somebody.
Yeah,
this
best,
is their.
The best stuff. Those are the best restaurants.
That's
now.
Just, you make one meal
make one
tremendously
thing.
Well and everything else is fine. Like any other artist.
It must be so easy for them too to like.
It's like you're, how can one man be so.
Gung ho.
Sorry, there's that one.
Well, every restaurant's like that now. Cause like, you ever like watch, you ever watch like Kitchen Nightmares or whatever? No. It with like Gordon Ramsay. So like every restaurant, it's like they have like 10 pages of different things and customizable.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay comes, he like slaps everybody.
It's white people.
He tells them, listen, do get rid of everything. Just do two, three. Do like, okay, what do you want to make? Oh, pasta. Okay, you're making pizza. You're not making pasta. And and a meatball sub. That's it. And then people come in. They
These
leave.
Are your specialties.
Yeah, just two
These
things. Yeah.
There's so many restaurants. I honestly don't even look at their menus.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what I want. No. Give me this. Salam alaikum.
Yeah.
And that's all I want to eat. Don't. You can't.
No.
You don't go to a steakhouse to have the soup.
No. Starter.
Yeah, but not as a, exact. Okay,
yeah,
as a starter. You know, not as a.
But not even so. I would get like.
You won't get the ham. No, you won't get the pizza.
No.
At a steakhouse.
Yeah, yeah. I always feel
or
conflicted.
Or like a chicken McNuggets or like chicken strips or whatever.
Unless you're at like a Baton Rouge and they make everything bad there.
But everything exactly everything's bad. But even I bet you even Baton Rouge, there's one thing
it's
that
the
is
the ribs. It's the ribs. They're
the
known
ribs.
For the ribs.
That's it.
And
then they should.
Yeah.
Then why would I go to Baton Rouge and not eat other than the ribs? If I want to go to a burger, then I'll go to the place that I know makes great burgers.
It's weird. You go to an Italian place.
Everyone has a day tripper, you know?
Yeah. Sometimes I go to Italian places and I'm always like, I'm going to get the pasta. Because the pasta, every time I get a pasta at an Italian restaurant, I'm always like, oh my God, I can't believe I love that pasta. That was the best pasta ever. And then I always get the pizza because I'm always like, oh, it's safe. The pizza is safe. It's always good.
Yeah.
I know what a pizza is like.
Yeah.
But then every once in a while I go, oh, I get the pasta. I'm like, why did I ever get the pizza?
Yeah.
Because I make pasta at home.
Yeah,
and it's never that good. And then I have pasta outside and they elevate it to such a level. It's like eclipse level. I'm like, wow, this is so good. And then I get the pizza because I'm like, I just want to feel like a comatose, like
because
fat ass.
Comfort is a great drug. You know, I told you my mom, she's like, I can't go see the thing. oh, I should have gotten the thing. I should have gotten the glasses to watch the it's just you go for the safe option. That's okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes you gotta be a rebel and then never change. Just be a rebel one time. I know. Try their pasta. And if you like that pasta, that's it. You don't have to ever try anything else. Just go to another restaurant.
Yeah.
And try like, okay, what's the best thing on your menu? And they tell you this is the best thing.
Yeah. Like, oh, man.
There's a very few places that make, like, an example. I don't want to plug them because it's not a paid advertising. But I think Melrose, they have like a menu of honestly like, what, 10 things?
Yeah.
15 things?
Yeah, it's all pretty. It's and all really it's
good. Home runs. No, it's not a 10-page menu. It's literally one page menu, one French, one English. Everything is like, all right, this says we know how to make those 10 things extremely well, and that's it. It's so smart.
You know what I want to eat from Melrose? I really want... Yeah, I want to try their sub. Bro. Or their chicken. They make a chicken sandwich too, right?
Oh, I tried the chicken salad. It's so good.
Yeah.
There's vegetables. Like, what is this vegetable that is exploding in my mouth?
Yeah.
Chicken salad is delicious. The pizza. I mean, you've tried the pizza. It's
delicious.
The
pizza's really
good. But the steak sub, bro.
Yeah. Oh,
bro. That's Alessandro, what I want. Yeah. Dude, that's what I order now.
Yeah, yeah, that's what I would want to order. That's but what, I'm always like, because I eat there once pizza. A
week.
Then I'm like, oh,
once
wait.
A week. Once a week, I
host it. So
I eat. Once a week, I take a steak sub, I get home, put it in the oven, cheese and the steak start like
that's
just.
That's amazing.
And then the bread is like Italian bread, so soft. And not soft, so like crunchy and soft at the same time, you know what I mean? Oh, plus the sauce that they put, the cheese, just fucking just the. Yeah. Oh.
I figured out a way to eat.
I'm literally mouthwatering right now.
Man, yeah. I found a way to eat. I'm hard of the mouth. Bad. Like, I can eat like crap, but I could still lose weight, you know? I figured out a way. But it's like the hardest thing ever. So I feel like, you know, like an MMA fighter, he's like on like a treadmill or on a stationary bike sweating to lose weight. Yeah. I'm doing that. I'm like, okay, I need, let's say this sub is 1,500 calories.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose 1,500 calories in working out today. Let's say it's like a whatever day. Yeah. Random day, I have nothing. I'm like, that's the day I'm going to eat like crazy. And then I'll run for like an hour. I'll work out. I'll like walk around. And then I'll just eat like crazy. And
You earned it.
And then I'm like, oh, and I'm at even. I'm even. I didn't lose. I didn't gain.
Well, listen, it's if you're able to maintain the self-discipline.
But yeah. Oh, I am.
Because there's no such thing as a free lunch.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it means. Like if you're going to eat a box of Oreos with a glass of milk.
Yeah.
That's you have to run Africa. I think the guy who ran Africa has my diet.
Yeah.
He lives exactly like me, but he's like, I'm gonna burn every calorie I eat.
Yeah.
So he ran Africa.
But it's not that often. It's probably like once every 2 weeks.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Because it's so because much. I'm always you have nothing left to do.
I'm calculating all
You're not making shorts. You're not working. You're not kissing your wife. So I gotta run. I want to eat my cookies.
It's not cookies. It's more like
savory.
No, like a crazy meal, like something like a really good meal, like
a Roman emperor, this, that, boom, bam, bing.
Like what I had recently, like I had a giant hamburger.
That's a ooh, dude. If I eat a giant hamburger, I'm like, I'm eating healthy.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, giant hamburger, I figured it was about 1,200 calories, let's say, and I'm like, okay. Like
that's why you're losing weight and I'm gaining weight. Because it's funny, I'm an engineer. You're better with math right now. You, if school has taught you math using calories and your looks, you would have been right now as an astronaut.
Yeah, oh dude.
If the teacher's like, Gabe, we're gonna learn how to add now using your calories. You're a fat boy. This is how you're gonna lose weight. One burger. Gabriel Amassi eats one burger that has 1,200 calories.
I'd be like, yes.
He burns 600 calories running for 1 hour.
Okay.
How many hours does he have to run? And then it shows you with a six pack. This is what he would look like if he knows how to do this equation. And you'd be like, nah. And then you would solve it. Like, this is how math would get to you.
You figured
out math, man.
Running 10 minutes is about 100 calories.
Damn, that's insane.
About 100 calories. Yeah. So, whatever.
Yeah.
It's just all that. And also, I keep accountable. I'm accountable for like every single thing
that's,
I eat.
That's
down to the olives.
Wow. Yeah. Olives have a lot of calories.
Yeah. Not as many as I thought.
No?
Like 35 each or like 25 each. It's not that bad.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So buy like 8 olives, you know? So that's when they add up.
But that's how you're losing weight. You're just
slowly just being reading.
You're turning into an adult.
Yeah. A
that's
little
adult
bit.
Contemporary.
Well, yeah, but I'm also like, I'm obsessed about it. Like, just like,
is it feeding your art? Do you have new jokes about it?
Sure, I have new jokes, but they're not about like me losing.
No,
I don't really like talking about myself all that much. I like
that's all you do.
I know, but they're not really about me. They're about like just like the surface level me. I don't want really anybody to know that.
They say good comedy have to be vulnerable. Like I talk know. About that. Can my cums are not as me? It's losing my hair, getting fat, my cum, being scared like I'm gonna my pants.
Yeah,
because that's the end of the world. It's funny how we're different.
Yeah, I don't really, I don't like talking about, I like talking myself on a podcast because I could just let it talk and like be loose, you know.
Because you trust me.
Yeah, well, also I trust myself for talking. But yeah, I had an iced coffee yesterday and it was like way too cold outside. I was like,
summertime.
Summer is coming, okay? I'm willing it to come. I just want it to come already.
Well, when I stepped outside today, I went to where I witnessed the... The way I witnessed the eclipse. I'm like, oh, no eclipse today. I'm like, I'm never going to live in that spot.
Yeah, no, never in that spot ever again. Oh, it's crazy how just a week ago, I didn't even think of, like, I thought of the eclipse. I'm like, oh, there's going to be an eclipse. Yeah. And then everybody in the whole world was already talking about the eclipse. Yeah. I was like, oh, what the hell? This isn't there's an eclipse going on? It's crazy. And then everybody, and then you could see people scrambling for looking for glasses.
Yeah.
Everybody ran to the science center. There's no, and there were like no glasses at the science center, but they were handing them out outside the science center.
Okay.
So I saw them and I grabbed.
Oh, but I gave you one.
You gave me one, but then I got one. Claire got one. Okay, so okay. We just both had them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I would have never got one. Mm-hmm. I would have been one of those guys that said, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I'm working. Why would I? But then I'm like, no, I have to live things to talk about them on stage.
Yeah.
I have to live life, you know? I have to live life. Especially something like this that everyone's going to experience.
Yeah.
Well, in that band of humans.
Yeah.
So every time I talk about the, I could just make jokes about the eclipse and the band in North America and a little bit of Mexico.
Yeah.
Eclipso solar.
Chile.
Imagine like 5,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And you're an Inca, okay? You live in Chile or whatever, in Mexico. And your population have... finally found out, like they understood the moon now because apparently they know how to read the sky.
Yeah.
Like, okay, we understand how when it comes, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, all right, it's an eclipse. Time to chop some heads or the sun won't come back.
Or they have
like truly believed the only way. Didn't Vasco da Gama or whatever his name is, I'm going to butcher the name.
Ooh.
But one of the Spaniard who conquered South America, he scared an Inca leader by saying, if you don't give us your gold, we're going to take away the sun.
Oh, yeah.
Because he knew when the next eclipse is going to come.
Yeah. There was
something. And the guy's like, you took away the sun. Yeah. Everyone give him whatever he wants.
Yeah, there's a lot of tropes like that. Like, Peter showed me a movie on Saturday.
It's a porn movie. Like, I won't give you the sun back if you don't. Latina movie. He's like, ooh, papi.
Full moon in the afternoon.
That's the name of the movie.
Yeah, it was like this woman that like controlled this whole tribe of people by pretending she can control the sun. So every day at sunrise, she'd be like, and all the people were like, oh my god, it's the. Whatever.
They believe she's the one who.
Yeah, oh, man. And then like
people were so dumb back then.
This guy killed her, and then like dispelled. Everyone was like, oh, I didn't realize. Oh, that's like,
dude, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Thank God, not just science exists, that we have access to science.
Yeah. Imagine like, only God, like three, like a whole group of geniuses had access to science, and we'd be here.
Just and they're like, "Oh no, we forgot to tell them about eclipses."
Yeah.
Oh, and they're like, wow. Imagine like all the scientists are like, "Oh yeah, oh that people in general have no interest in eclipses," and then it happened like, "Yeah, oh we should have told them." No one would believe
them. Yeah, they'd start like rioting.
No one would believe if we didn't learn from since we were kids that this is totally natural.
Uh-huh.
And imagine a guy right now, you didn't know what an eclipse is.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, what you're gonna witness? Everything's going to be fine. You're like, no, this is...
This is crazy. What's going on?
And everyone will try to put something, like, make it about their religion. Mm. Like, I wrote a joke about, like, oh, look, it's... The sun is wearing a hijab for Ramadan.
Okay, yeah,
it proves that Islam is the one true religion, you know?
Yeah.
And everyone would try to, like, no, look, it's, you know, 5 days after Easter. It's the return of Jesus. Everyone would put their thing into it. Spin. And someone like, well, I have to kill everyone because of the eclipse. Like everyone would. And then you'd have crazy people. No one would believe scientists now.
No.
Maybe that's why they're teaching about climate change now to kids.
Later on,
they're like, yeah, of course, it's climate change.
Yeah, what are you kidding me?
Yeah, we won't believe in
that. What are you gay? You don't believe in climate change?
Exactly.
what are you queer?
Oh, you're queer? That's their
that's their like,
queer.
You're gay.
That's their gay. Like, what? You don't believe in climate change?
What I'm curious about, you know, like the
men.
Whole, yeah, men in dresses. You know, you were saying like about how like back in the day they had like access to like they could see the skies and track the skies. So those had calendars, right? I'm guessing, right?
They're on.
So when was the first time there was like 3, 2, 1, Happy New Year, and they had the pyramids where there was their Times Square with the ball. When was that first? When was
and
the
then
first?
The number is just like 5.
Yeah, exactly.
When like was the ball drop is just 5.
5. Wow, we just
exactly. So 2021. Let's go. If there was a montage like of the Times Square, the first Times Square. Let's check it out. Check on your phone. Times Square. When did we start celebrating New Year's? Probably. It must be a long time because Christmas is quite old. 2,000 years ago? So 2,000 BC. Before Christ. What? Okay. Oh, of course. Religion didn't start anything. They just copied all the pagan festivals.
Okay.
What day was it?
It was so they were celebrating the lunar cycle of something.
Okay, so a New Year celebration. Now, how long has it been a day off? That's the question. Like, I don't have to go to work.
When did they bundle like, happy it in New with Year. Christmas?
Yeah. All right, let's go back to work, you slave.
Oh, wow.
Wow, yeah. 2,000. So we've been celebrating New Year's for 4,000.
Wow, a bunch of basic for 4,000 years.
Yeah. For those who can't be with us, basically we just saw that they started celebrating New Year's 2,000 years ago. There was like a New Year's celebration. Yeah. Sorry, not 2,000 years before Christ.
Yeah. Yeah. So 4,000, damn.
4,000 something years, yeah.
Whoa. It's pretty cool,
that's
actually.
Whoa, podcast.
Yeah, I wish I smoked weed right now. My brother drank some weed yesterday during his eclipse experience.
I did it sober. I wanted to...
I know. It's funny seeing everybody like... It's funny. I went for a run today. It was like so far the warmest day of the year. Everybody's just drunk. Everyone's... people are like working and stuff. And it's like their lunch break or something. They're just drinking. Everyone's walking around. I was like, what? Everyone just took the day off. Teachers, everyone's just getting wasted. It's crazy. Everyone's just... And it's so public. I'm like, wow, it's pretty awesome. It's pretty fun.
Summer is coming, dude. Yeah, it's unbelievable to believe. Mm-hmm. It's coming, guys. It's coming.
Yeah, I'm going to be all tan. My goal is I want to run shirtless.
Whoa. Well, I hope you make it. You can do it now.
No, I'm too hairy.
You'll never be Instagram famous. So just Instagram hot. Just do it now. Just be comfortable doing it now. What if we did it together? Because trust me, if you think this is bad, this is...
Okay.
Haram. Like, this should not be... Like they say, women, like this should be, this is not running too. Oh,
in blue jeans.
Exactly. Shirtless in blue jeans. Like I was talking with my friend, and we're talking like getting old. Like, you know, when you're young, you say, ooh, I'm going to a gorilla. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm at that age right now where I ran with Ken. Just ooh.
But I feel like an orangutan's more in shape than a gorilla.
Grabby with long
I'm gonna
arms.
F*** you like a gorilla. No.
Like, you never f*** like a gorilla?
I heard that expression.
But you never did?
But wait, what does that even mean?
Don't they ferociously.
Have really, don't they have really small little
d***? But it's like ferocious. Oh, it's an expression, not based on reality.
No,
it's like just,
okay, yeah, yeah,
gonna,
yeah.
Ah, it's going to be like intense and ferocious.
Yeah, no, I've had gorilla sex.
Yeah, you've had gorilla sex.
I've had gorillas.
I've seen some of them.
P. Diddy. I've been in those basements.
So, yeah. We gotta try that on stage. This is how a gorilla like, you can't imagine a guy who's like 260 pounds of pure muscle.
Yeah.
Just he's like, he's fucking like a no, I don't think so. I think he's just...
You ever watch the movie
American Psycho?
Yeah. He's like...
It makes me laugh because in my bed, I have a mirror. Ah. But I like when I'm, let's say I'm doggy style, I like to look at the girl. I'm like, hey, he's looking, this is a cool angle. Yeah. See the titties and see that, like, they're like, woo, this is nice. And then like, you look at yourself and you're like, why would I look at...
Yeah.
I always remember that movie every time I'm doggy. Christian Bale, you're in my mind every time I have sex. Because he's like, I'm like, who the f***? What is this?
Yeah,
he's
psycho.
You get titties hanging out, and
he wants some.
She's like, ooh, with the, you know,
Yeah, he's got. I think even just his like morning routine is like insane. He's like, I apply 14 ointments on my face.
Soon you're gonna do that. Soon you're gonna be like, oh, okay, I have the six pack, but I want nice skin. I want beautiful hair. What can I do? And then you're gonna start, you know, throwing chainsaws at secretaries,
playing with people's blood.
Yeah, I mean, we could do that now. You don't have to until you're in shape.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you think? Do you think vampires look forward to eclipses because that's the only time they can be outside?
Really quick,
they're like, whoa!
Yeah, run back in.
They can only do it in Montreal. Like the vampires of Montreal. That's the first time they've been out since like 1940, yeah, whatever.
They see.
They're like, ooh.
They can finally go to like Provigo, grab some milk. Oh, thank God.
No, they're happy now. They have DoorDash. They could just order on their phone.
Yeah. Those surge prices. Am I right?
I'll tip my delivery. You know, you're like, would you like to come in? No, just...
Yeah.
Sir, no, come on in. Yeah. Like, why are you inviting me to your house?
That's funny.
They have a podcast? What's the spin? Can I have one? Yeah. That could be a good sketch about vampires. Like, oh, guys, we have 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And there's some people. And it's the reverse problems. Like, there's a guy. He's like, oh, my God, look, I can be outside during the day. And then there's another vampire who's like, oh, I can't take a good photo. You know, because their technology is only for night.
They're holding a piece of a wooden Bible.
It's like, I can. And there's some people like, I remember my first. I don't care anymore. He's just cooking blood or whatever. And I'm jacking off. Same thing.
I was going to say. Jeez. Can't remember.
It's very eclipse heavy.
Yeah.
It's an eclipse heavy
podcast. I was looking at all the different, like, I just started like YouTubing eclipses. Like from all the, like, and there was like two eclipse jokes in The Simpsons.
Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of, one of the, remember the monorail episode of The Simpsons?
Yeah.
The joke was.
It's this guy, right?
Yeah, he was in that. Like one of the jokes was like, oh, I have the idea. We should cut off the electricity to the monorail because it was out of control.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, it's solar powered. And then the eclipse comes and then it stops for 2 minutes and then zips by. I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cute. At the time, I was like, what, eclipse? What is an eclipse? Now I know.
Now you know how insane it is.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm telling you, man, it's going to change. I think people who lived it, I think they're going to view the world different. I don't know how long it will last because I think everyone got scared just a little bit the second they saw it.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, whoa.
I was not expecting. Yeah.
It's like back to normal. It's as if we all went on a roller coaster and then we just did a huge
jump. And then
we didn't die? We trusted science.
But I wonder, let's say like aliens come down, because it had a very similar eerie feeling. Like that would be
the end of the world.
If the aliens came down, we're like, we're just here to say hello.
Imagine they're coming down like, oh, we're just going to block the sun because we don't care. Maybe. And then you'd be like, it would be, I'm telling you, dude, I got a glimpse at the end of the world.
They should do like
the end of the world would be the sky changing.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's bombs falling or whether it's the rocks, asteroid, or the sun disappearing or whatever. Dude, the second I felt the cold, I'm like,
yeah.
Is this going to last forever?
I was hot and then I was cold.
It's instant like, oh, whoa. I look, my eyes hurt. I'm like, I look at the people. The guy's like, fucking, I can't take photos on my phone. And the other one is like just welcoming, you know, death into her arms. She's like, Zen. Like maybe the old guy who just continued cooking his eggs. Yeah, he's smart. He's like, I don't care.
He's cooking his eggs, hungry.
I don't care. He's listening. He's like, I don't care.
Yeah, you can kind of like map people's personalities based on how they react to the eclipse.
Terrified. I was terrified for like a microsecond.
Wow, okay.
And then the science Allah was like, this is just an eclipse.
Oh, wow. That's really amazing. I really want something else like that again.
I'm telling you, dude, you have to be in awe.
Yeah.
Awe is a very rare experience.
Mm-hmm.
I felt it 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
Not, it wasn't a good, it was just like,
yeah.
This one, wordless? What's the word?
Speechless.
Speechless.
Yeah.
9/11 did that to me. Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
Like in recent memory.
Jerusalem. What about Jerusalem?
It's just, I don't, it's just, I can't, mm-hmm. I can't define it. I started crying.
Oh, when I saw the David.
Yeah,
I was like, what the hell? I've never seen anything
when
like
I
that.
I saw the Monet. Sure, you reminded me. I just started crying.
Yeah, I was like, what? And then I asked my brother, like, did you see the David? Because he went to Italy, saw the David. He's like, yeah, it's great. And I was like,
he's not as gay as you. He's not as turned on by male physiques.
That was great. Oh, man. Like, I don't know if I want to see it again.
But isn't it insane that you were able... David created art that put you in awe like an eclipse does.
Yeah.
He's rivaling God.
It was like, because I saw so much art that whole week in Italy. And that was the biggest, most best piece of art I've ever seen.
And then you saw David and you're like...
And then I was all obsessed with Michelangelo for a while. Like, I went to a bookstore.
Oh, fuck, I forgot. This painting.
Yeah, this is a sick
painting. The real one.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Monet, there's a Monet. There's a painting. I forgot. Monet paintings, Jerusalem. But see, this is just, I was in awe of beauty. It was tears of kind of joy. Yeah. But when I went to the Western Wall, I cried like a baby, dude.
Oh, wow.
Like, imagine, like, ugly cries. Like, I'm like, what's wrong with me?
Wow.
Like, I was watching myself kind of like, what? Why am I?
Whoa.
Just overwhelming emotions.
That's crazy. That's so odd.
And then I got a boner.
Yeah, and jacked off.
Jacked off at the wall. Do not have a video of this. This is gonna... I can't piss off the Jews even more. That's enough. Someone must have one day taken a piss on that wall. Just like,
you think? Like,
that's why they blocked it, because... Like, all right, we have to. Like, this is a sacred place. You can't have just people coming back from the bar. It's going like, oh.
Is there a lot of bars in that area?
No. But whatever. Yeah. A lot of... it's not... That's why maybe it's not like... The club scene is not in Jerusalem, because you can't have
it's
people...
in Tel Aviv, right?
Yeah, you can't...
Yeah, people making the trip. Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Okay, this is not a short. This is just for the people who are watching.
No, this is not a short. Don't worry.
Do not... Oh, God. You put a gum.
Gum? Oh, jeez.
Because, you know, you put prayers.
Yeah.
You put a gum on the wall.
Little piece of gum.
You tag it. Gabe is...
Yeah, little kids are going to grow up now with their... I spoke to my grandma, and she spoke to my dad.
Yeah.
And she was like, last time he saw the solar eclipse was when he was 8 years old.
Wow.
Yeah, he's a little kid.
Wow. It wasn't in Montreal. Was it Montreal?
I don't know.
Maybe Montreal.
I don't know if it was in Montreal.
Because apparently my neighbor downstairs told me her grandma... Mm-hmm. Saw one when she was much younger. Mm-hmm. And she's in her 50s. So if her grandma must be like in her 90s.
Yeah.
So maybe.
He was like really young. I don't know. I don't know who it was. He said 50 years ago. So.
Anyways.
Wow.
Yeah. If we have to live another one. Plus, also, we got so lucky. The weather was perfect.
That's unreal.
Not a single cloud.
No.
Because one cloud could have ruined the whole experience.
That much, huh? Really?
Well, yeah, dude. We saw the full ring. Yeah. Not a single cloud. It looks like. It looked like AI. Like, it looked. Unreal.
Damn.
Think about it, dude. Yeah. Not a single cloud in the sky.
I know.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Your mom's just perfect view of your mom's asshole. And then it was gone. Not a single. Apparently in Ontario, they couldn't see it because there were clouds, so they couldn't see.
No.
They couldn't see anything.
I actually don't care. But whatever. We got the good. Quebecois, baby.
Hey, yeah. Loin.
Hey. Vive le Québec.
Vive le Québec éclipsé, baby.
And, why am I forgetting everything? You know why? I haven't eaten.
Oh, you haven't eaten yet? Anything at all?
No, I had lunch.
You want a banana?
No, we have 5 minutes. I have an egg burrito with beans.
Waiting
and
for
sour
you?
Cream.
You're it. Oh, no. You're going to eat it?
Yeah, at home. It's eggs.
Okay.
Beans, sour cream, chicken bacon.
Okay. Listen, this podcast is important to me.
Uh-huh.
So I need you to put something in your tummy.
Well, it's either that or I'm really full. So I didn't want to eat then just leave.
Do what I do. What? Eat 2 boiled eggs, 3 boiled eggs. Just enough protein to like... And then you'll go home. And 2 eggs is like maybe a couple hundred... It's nothing.
Yeah.
It's super healthy. It's like a multivitamin.
Yeah, it's nothing.
So that's what I do. Before I do comedy, I eat like 4 eggs. And then after I do comedy, I just open a can of garbage.
Yeah, can of worms.
And I'm like... Blah, blah, blah.
Can of worms. Ooh, can't wait to eat.
Like an orangutan.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm thinking about like...
See, you got to have energy. Comedy requires energy.
Yeah.
Your brain is... So you just eat a couple of eggs, you'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Eggman.
I'm the Eggman, baby.
So everybody was doing so many eclipse jokes. Many like clips. Everybody was eclipse all day, you know? It was like...
It eclipsed P. Diddy. That's how important it was. No one talked about P. Diddy.
Uh-huh.
We need a joke that combines P. Diddy... Jeffrey Epstein and then P. Diddy.
That's not bad. That's pretty good.
Just for a few moments.
Anything? Oh, yeah. I'm listening to a book. It's called, so you know Denis Villeneuve, he did Dune, right? So he's, his next movie is going to be this, it's based on a book called Nuclear War, a Scenario.
Ooh, it's called Nuclear War Scenario.
Nuclear War, like hyphen, a scenario.
Oh, ooh.
Yeah, and it's about like a hypothetical situation of North Korea attacking the United States with a nuclear weapon.
And this is his next movie.
His next movie is based on this book, and so I'm listening to the book, and it's it's all like very well researched. It's all like interviews from scientists and like military experts, and it's like giving away like all the interesting, like from the moment of like takeoff to like all the, like it's like 10 seconds in, it's like the president has woken up, 15 seconds in, these drinking a coffee, like 20 seconds in, the general's on the phone, it's like it's only been 2 minutes and they need to realize
17 seconds in, he goes back on his Instagram feed. 18 seconds in, he farts. 90.
There were so many. They're saying there's like these radar systems all around the world. Been around forever. But they're like, a lot of times they're like, there's a lot of mistakes. There's a lot of human error.
Yeah.
They're saying like during like the 1970s, there was a program that runs like scenarios. And one of the scenarios was that like Russia, it was good about to attack the United States. And someone like put that in the computer and it looked insanely real.
Yeah.
And so the United States has something called attack on warning. So the United States doesn't wait for the bomb to hit. They attack during. And so the whole time they're like, do I notify the president? Is this real? And the whole time he's like trying to figure it out. And we could have started a nuclear war by accident.
Could have ended. We could have not been alive.
And it was only 2 minutes. So he had, and he made the decision.
It's less than the eclipse.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, it's not just like, you think like I have an hour to decide. It's like, is this real? Is it? Oh my God. Oh, it's fake. Like, he could have been like, we need to attack now, because it would, like...
Press the button, let the president...
Oh, my God, it's crazy. But it's really exciting.
That's true. I think I've heard it before. But I didn't know it was based on a fake scenario. I thought it was just a wrong message.
It was like a program that was like...
That's how AI will get us to kill ourselves.
Right?
They don't need us anymore.
They don't need us.
I know. Like, did I give AI?
Dude, it could be like, oh my God, Australia. Did
I give them just? Did I just give them this idea?
Yeah, maybe.
God dang it! I'm joking, AI. Come on, YouTube algorithm. You know how to take a joke. It's not real. Don't do this to us.
It's spooky, man.
We enjoy you. Don't kill us. Who's gonna enjoy you if you kill us, AI?
I don't know.
Who's gonna ask you? Hey. How many times the word, the N-word comes out in this song? And you're gonna tell it, I can't count N-words in a song. That's very rude. Like, no, it's for research purposes. Like, dude, I know what you're doing. Stop trying to get me to say the N-word. Who's gonna play with you like this and tease you? Who's gonna do crowd work with you, AI, if you kill us? Please don't kill us.
Yeah, don't. I mean, you know what, a picture, you know how like you see a spider in a web? And the spider's just like waiting for food. It just wants like food. It doesn't want us around. The people are like disturbing. So if we all disappear, it'll be like, peace. You know, and only bugs will exist. Like weird, like, you know.
Unless it gets bigger, then we become the bug and then she eats us.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Imagine a giant Matrix spider. Style. Imagine you're walking, la, 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 la. And you're like, what is this? And then you're like, I stepped on dog. And you look and like, it's a spider.
Yeah.
It's a spider web. You're like, oh no. And then you turn and it's like, you know, those like 50 eyes.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you're like, oh God. You press a button on your iPhone. Like it says falling alert. Okay. It's like, spider alert. Beep, beep. And then the spider police comes.
That would be a nightmare. That'd be,
that's an actual nightmare. Just the eyes. I think the eyes would scare me just to see all those eyes. And then she spits on you so she can soften your... I think she spits acids. Or then she wraps you.
Yeah, something like that.
To keep you for later.
Sure. I don't really watch that much spiders.
Like Tupperware will start making advertisements saying like, our Tupperwares are so good. Even they're made from spider technology to keep you preserved. We use spider web technology to keep you preserved.
I didn't realize that.
Did you get it? Did you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I guess they're resistant to like...
no, because...
They're made of...
Like spiders, they wrap you to eat you for later. Yeah,
it's like saran wrap.
Exactly. Yeah. Like it's such a good quality. It's made of spider... we captured a spider and we studied its technology.
Yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure they do show that because like silk is made out of worm shit.
Worm. Yeah, worm stuff. Not worm... I forgot what's it called. Is it worms? It's not worms.
It's like a type of worm.
Type of worm, yeah.
It's like a
spider worm. I think it's called silkworm.
Yeah, silk worm.
Literally, silk and yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah, and then they boil it alive, by the way.
And to women take and Nantucket are like, yeah, ooh, isn't it look amazing? At me. Ooh, I'm in Nantucket with my silk.
Mm. Wait till you start loving your body. You're going to want to wrap it in the silk too. You think if once you have a, like a, you're working so hard on that body, so hard, right? You never worked this hard on your body ever. Maybe you were young, but like you're sacrificing, you're keeping yourself accountable, you're counting calories, you're not drinking anything, you haven't eaten, you're sacrificing your comedy brain just to be super healthy.
That. It's either
I'm exaggerating. You think once that you reach a body, you're like, hey, you think you even want to wear like a rough? No, you're like, ooh, I want to wear silk. Go kill some worms. Gonna have soft thing
you know,
on my
like
silky
in movies
body.
Where people like they die and they go in heaven and they wake up in a field and they're just wearing like white silk pajamas. Yeah. That'll be me all day. What's the? I feel like I talked about this already with you. What's like Arabic's version of heaven? And I said, is it rocks and? I think maybe.
I don't know, but I know it's called. There's a lot of honey, silk and honey. It's funny. Oh. Silk again makes a comeback. Oh. I think the land of silk and honey where everything tastes good and.
Oh, that's nice. Shisha's on tap. And
you don't have to clean it. It's just.
You don't have to clean the water.
There's always fresh charcoal. It doesn't burn. Your cardio is not bad. You still gorilla.
Wow.
I'm just projecting all my insecurities
you're now. Dude, what would be my heaven?
Get to play sick backgammon with all the, like, with your grandpa. Don't look how good I got at playing backgammon. Some Arabic, you're like, huh?
Look,
grandpa.
I got back up, and he's like,
everybody's like, wow, you kids,
yeah. I would love like a bunch of like trampolines everywhere.
That's your heaven,
trampolines, and then, like pillows, and then like a chair that like is chair. Me. I become the chair for a bit.
Oh, so you don't feel the chair,
yeah.
So you're just like, your comfort. Does like you're the comfort. You become comfort.
Yeah. And then like
it's crazy. Your heaven is comfort.
And then I'd run out and I'm running and then I
Because everything you're doing right now is fighting comfort. Yeah. Everything you're doing, you're counting your calories, you're working out. I don't want to do any of that.
But after a certain point, I'm not that really hungry. I don't get hungry. The first 3 weeks, like after lunch, I would be like grouch. I'd be like almost faint. I'd be like, oh, blah, blah. But now I'm like, I don't feel as hungry anymore. It's good.
But you fantasize about
pizza.
About comfort.
Well, that's if I die and I'm in heaven. Because then it's like you did all the work. You're dead now. Just chill,
so
bro.
So your goal is to die sexy?
Not die sexy, but like I see like these.
Well, I want to die a 600-pound guy who can barely breathe.
Really? No, I see like these.
What
TikToks.
If heaven doesn't exist? I wanna feel what it likes like to eat like 6 pizzas back to back.
Yeah.
Have sex with 25 women.
Yeah, you could like
at the same time.
You ever see like
maybe
those,
a guy?
Those videos of like not Alessandro, but like the ripped Alessandro.
Yeah. Ripped Alessandro.
Like there's like version. You know he like AC. Does these like videos where he eats a ton of like burgers.
Yeah.
And there's like ripped guys on like YouTube that eat like I'm gonna eat 14 pizzas.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like, but I think they do
that's
it like
your,
once a
your,
week.
This is what. Oh my god.
That would be my favorite
this
thing to do.
This is you. This is. What
I wanna go on Alessandro. Andrew's YouTube page and just be like, whatever you're eating, I'm eating, man.
Just imagine, like, let's go.
Let's do this.
Let's go. Then I'm going to run for 60. I'm going to run Africa just so I can burn all
like
the calories.
All day, I'm going to run across the bridge. I'm going to run back. I'm like, all right, I'm ready, Alice. AC.
And he's like, you know, you didn't have to do any of that. Just be just be really happy with moth pleasures and just be uncomfortable for like every time you wear a shirt like I do now. Nothing fits me right now. I gained like 5 pounds. I'm a Muslim.
You don't look that
much
bigger.
I didn't fast during Ramadan. Mm-hmm. I didn't fast. I gained 6 pounds. I did reverse Ramadan.
Ah, how like did
Ramadan
you eat that
much? Because I'm like, I'm just going to eat. I don't know. I didn't think about it. Ah. I just ate. Mm-hmm. I forgot to, I stopped making conscious decisions in regards to food and just following like, oh, I want to eat this. I'll eat this. I want to eat this. I'll eat this. So, you know, so right now, everything is uncomfortable. My shirt is too tight. My jeans are too low. My ass hurts. My nipples are. I don't like. Everything is just. There's nothing.
You should wear like a cape. Such a cape and like.
Nothing else? And just like, a cape and like jogging pants?
And like. Like, you know, like boxers, they wear like those big shorts. You just wear like that. That's all. And they'll be the most comfortable clothes ever.
It's funny. They do wear very silly clothes.
They're so
comfortable. And then they go and practice killing themselves.
Yeah.
clink each other, but they're wearing like the silliest clothes. Yeah, you're right.
Or like James Brown or whatever. You know, he wore a cape and then like just flowy stuff. And yeah. Get up on that thing.
But he was in shape because that was a lot of cardio.
He it's funny. You look at like he was in shape. But for some reason in my head, I always pictured him oh, he's fat. Insane.
Like, he is insane. Yeah, yeah. But he's like, all right, I'm going to dance now for 6 hours. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm going to dance for 6 hours on stage perfectly well. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go eat, you know, the five chickens and two prostitutes.
Oh, I want to give a shout. Speaking of crazy clothes, so I ran into a listener. I'm pretty sure he still listens to the podcast. on the street, I was. Well,
I love how your mind works. Once they meet you, they're like, they're not gonna listen after they yeah, meet me. Yeah. No, they met me. They know. Not. That's it. They're gonna
real now, man. Like, if I met like a Joe Rogan, I'm like, I'm not listening to you. I know him. I know he's this guy
special.
Now.
He's not special.
But anyway, so I ran into this guy. I was walking down Saint Laurent. Stopped by, and he was wearing a hospital t-shirt.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, that's a good fat guy shirt if you want to be comfortable.
He but just, wait, was he escaped from the insane asylum? No, he said why was he wearing?
He said he was at the hospital like 2 years ago.
But what?
And so he just pause. Took it.
Start again. Start the story from the beginning. You're walking down the street. La, la, la.
And he was wearing.
And a guy goes, hey, Gabriel.
No, because I've seen him a few times in the area. Like, okay. Yeah. And he's a nice guy. I've seen him a bunch, actually. Yeah. Okay. And he comes. I think he goes to comedy shows, too.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure he knows you. He's pretty sure. I've okay. seen him in the crowd. Whatever. And he.
And he was wearing a hospital gown?
I don't know about the pants, but he was wearing like a hospital gown.
Okay,
or
and
a
did
shirt.
You ask or did he explain?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember. He was like, oh, I was at the hospital like 2 years ago, and then I just kept it. And he said he liked the style. And I think, and it's comfortable for him, he says. And it's
is he in the medical profession?
No. He's just, I think.
Hey, dude, if you're listening, can you just DM us on Instagram or in the comments?
Yeah.
This does not make sense.
It looked. I didn't really question it that much.
If
looking,
you're listening, like, strange. Do you know? There's his first name.
I think his name is Jan.
Jan, if you're listening, please comment and tell us how much of what he says is true.
Yeah.
Because that's he just wears a hospital gowns for fun.
But it wasn't for fun. It was because
dude,
was,
you need to was, eat. You're was, imagining things.
It was his clothes.
It was his clothes.
Yeah, and he was wearing.
Yeah, I get it. It's not a Halloween costume.
And he was wearing a cardigan over it, I think. And so he was just like. Walking around, and so he says it's comfortable, and so looked nice.
Okay, listen.
Yeah.
Jan, if you're real.
If that you're name not, sounds fake.
If you're not a figment of Gabe's imagination due to a lack of calories.
I'm not that hungry. I've been way hungrier. Like, and you, that ain't pretty.
That ain't pretty. I have a feeling you're one of those hangry guys.
Yeah. I start beating Claire. Then she overpowers me.
No, then you lose weight.
Feel that?
Damn, man, dude, it's insane, bro.
Don't let me
back. Dude, your pants are so low. Yeah. You need new pants. They're falling apart. Not falling apart. They're falling. They're you lost what? 10 pounds? 15?
12
pounds. That's cool. And you're still jacked.
That's it. Oh, I'm working on too.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm happy you all survived the eclipse.
And comment Jan about your
outfit. Please. If you ever meet Gabe, tell us how it went. And come see us. Our Sunday shows are awesome.
Yes.
You're missing out if you're not coming.
Oh, my God. The most fun shows
especially
ever.
Especially now. It's high season at the hostel, so more people. It's packed.
Crowds
it's
are hot. Everyone's fun. Oh, my God.
So come. It's pay what you can.
Yeah.
It's like our Sunday church show. All right. Yeah. We love you guys. I love you, Eugene.
Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.